And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 26th of April, 2013. It's the birthday of the man who said, "The truth springs from arguments among friends." He also said, "The life of man is of no greater importance to the universe than that of an oyster." The philosopher David Hume, born Edinburgh, Scotland, 1711. He was a librarian. He wrote a 6-volume History of England. It was a bestseller, gave him the independence to write philosophy. He wrote A Treatise of Human Nature, Inquiries Concerning Human Understanding. He was a strict skeptic, questioned all knowledge derived from the senses. He said, "Beauty is no quality in things themselves. It exists merely in the mind which contemplates them, and each mind perceives a different beauty." David Hume said, "Reading and sauntering and lounging and dozing, which I call thinking, is my supreme happiness. He is happy whose circumstances suit his temper, but he is more excellent who can suit his temper to his circumstance." It's the birthday of another famous philosopher, Ludwig Wittgenstein, born Vienna, 1889, whose colleague Bertrand Russell described him as a true genius, passionate, profound, intense, and dominating. He was the youngest in a very wealthy family of 9 children, 3 of whom committed suicide. Wittgenstein said that the study of philosophy rescued him from years of loneliness and wanting to die. He was particularly interested in language. He wrote, "The limits of my language are the limits of my mind. All I know is what I have words for." It's the birthday of Audubon, John James Audubon, born Haiti, 1785, to a French naval officer and plantation owner and a Creole chambermaid. He grew up in France. From his early childhood, he loved birds, headed to America when he was 18 to escape the Napoleonic Wars. He was fascinated by all the new American birds he saw, began to study them. He banded birds to study their migration. He fell in love with a woman named Lucy Bakewell. He married her, opened a general store in Kentucky on the Ohio River. He wasn't good at business, so he was thrown into prison for debt, and that was when he set out on a quest to catalog and draw every bird in North America. Traveled from New Orleans to the Everglades, from Niagara Falls, the Great Lakes, to Newfoundland, down the Mississippi, all the way to Texas, and published his masterpiece, Birds of America, with 435 life-sized, hand-colored pictures. And it's the birthday of the man who said, "Write your heart out." Bernard Malamud, born in Brooklyn, 1914, grew up poor in the Depression. Parents ran a grocery store. Family lived above the store, which was open 16 hours a day. Malamud taught out in Oregon at Oregon State, where he wrote some of his best-known novels, The Natural, The Assistant, and The Magic Barrel. Here's a poem for today by Frank O'Hara, entitled Poem. Let's take a walk, you and I, in spite of the weather, if it rains hard on our toes. We'll stroll like poodles and be washed down a gigantic scenic gutter. That will be exciting. Voyages are not all like this. You just put your toes together, then maybe blood will get meaning and a trick become slight in our keeping before we sail the open sea. It's possible, and the landscape will do us some strange favor when we look back at each other anxiously. Poem by Frank O'Hara, from the Selected Poems of Frank O'Hara, published by Vintage Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.